Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Light. Light can be like a lighthouse, a warning. It can be an attraction, like a light in a window when we're lost or coming out of the fog. And light can be a guide, like a flare, a torch. We are called to be the light of the world. Those who warn, those who attract, and those who guide. Perhaps your devotional time today could be spent praying about those three aspects of your witness as a light to the world. How can you be a lighthouse? How can you be an attraction? And how can you be a guide or a torch? How could you be a warning to those around you who need it? How can you be an attraction that draw people to God by the way you live? And how can you be a guide showing people the way? I dare say, God has put people into your life and around you who would appreciate that. At least one person would be grateful if you could be a lighthouse. Who's that person? At least one person would be so grateful if you could attract them to Jesus. Who is that? And one person would love to have more guidance. You can be that torch. Who's that? Who could you help in that way? Who could you be a light for today? Let's pray that God will make it clear and God will show you how to be a light, give you the strength to be a light, and who could benefit from the light that you bring. Pray about that today. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.